Manifested live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So we are getting into Drive Moment, and as always, Khomotso is always behind these ones, Tamarato, it's a love, and she claims to be single. Do you find it harder to say I love you to your loved ones? Why?
Arturo.
Just doing stepdaddy things.
Stepdaddy things? Us. I don't have long to talk, but I just wanted to say I'm thinking of you, Usul, and I love you, yeah. Bro.
What's wrong?
I just want to say I love you.
I love you too, Usul.
You all good?
You all right?
Yeah.
You all right?
Just thinking of you, Us, that's all.
Oh. I appreciate that, Us.
Nah, all good. Nah, I just want to say I was thinking of you, bro, and say I love you.
Sully, you all right?
Yeah.
I'm sick, Us.
Nothing's wrong. I literally just called you to say I love you.
So I actually understand where this guy is coming from, because sometimes when people say things like I love you, especially one guy to the other, you're already thinking someone is dying or something is happening. That's why the guys in township they marinated, but but what intrigued you about this particular
thing? I think what intrigued me is also the reaction, even of the person who is sending the I love you message or saying that I love you. They too got so emotional. I mean, there's like, I think, a 15 minute clip of these different men exchanging I love yous, right? And some of them, there's one in particular who said, oh my goodness, you don't know how much I needed to hear that today. And I think we shy away. I have a niece who's so awkward. What would I get a niece? I get a little guy. It's not a nephew. When I say I love you, it's like, you know, it's not an easy thing to express love, and I found it absolutely necessary, especially right now.
Yeah, because they have a couple of examples here. Fear of rejection, when we open up to another, we take away a layer of self-protection, missing role models, vulnerability, feelings of unworthiness. Because I'm that generation where I come from a family where no one ever said I love you, but they did show it.
The actions were there,
but no one would say, my mother would never say to me I love you, or my dad would never say to me I love you, nor would my siblings. Do you know what I mean? But I knew that they loved me. If something happened, if I wasn't home and I come back home late and people will start shouting, it's like, do you know what I mean? But you know that they love you, but they can't express it. But
I have two sisters. I think the last time they said to me they love me is because when they funa yabo.
Iskumba. Manje lapha office ni bazobalanda abantwana baba.
No, ivar, but ivar.
Do you say you love them?
Mangisho kanjalo, but why? When I said I can call my sister right now.
Yeah, I think I want us to call your sister right now. Yes. Let's call any of them, and I want you to say I love you. Do you know how
the views expressed right now are not those of Kaya? Because my sister can say something else. Because I hope.
I'm not calling in drama.
Who's calling? I have a problem.
Put his kumbuzo.
Mamela. Bengifona nje ngithi kuwe ngiyakuthanda yezwa.
Uthini?
Ngithi ngiyakuthanda.
Okay, ungithandani?
No, I just love you. Ngiyakuthanda nje.
Ufunani?
I'm full nix. I just called to say I love and appreciate you.
Namanga sikhumbuza.
So, kunzima ukuthi uthi kusikhumbo yamthanda back.
No, ufunani?
Akafuni lutho, alright, usikhumbo.
Okay, fine. I love you too and I appreciate you too.
Yeah.
Ungangitshela manga, ungibride. Ufunani? Why umthanda?
Thusele shaku.
What?
Nah, yeah.
And it's not like she's acting. No.
This is who she is.
She is like this.
And it's not like you need money from her.
No.
She knows, right? And you know, affection, I think, is very important, guys. Because so I think once you say things like "I love you," "I care about you," when there's kids around, they pick up that energy.
Yes,
you know, they also do the same. You know, "Daddy, I love you." Yep. "Mommy, I miss you. Where are you?" Blah 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird that we still have, even us as this generation, we are still not as comfortable as we should be about expressing love and expressing affection.
But I know
our family. It's not that we don't know.
Exactly.
But it's the expression that is seemingly something that we are struggling with. So yeah, that's what we're talking about today.
0636880959. You can give us a call. 0860000959. Do you find it hard to say "I love you" to your loved ones, and why?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
My dad, I do not remember a day my dad said "I love you" to me, so, but he always shows it. Yeah, but now my sisters, yeah, we tell each other that, we show it. But my dad and my big brother never told me that they love me. I feel what you feel, Glenn.
Skumba's sister never disappoints.
Glenn, aye. Skumba, right, did it, you see. Leva Navago, I know, Garaja, Rato, Uzor, and Rata, Munyaka. We don't know what you're doing, Zerko, Banan, let's want to write through. But, well, we love each other as siblings.
Yeah, you know, that's why, you know, we call by salimates, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if things were not done at a very young age, it's complicated once you're a grown up.
With your siblings, Glenn, I know you don't like to share your. Okay. When was the last time you call and you tell your.
Actually, my older sister, Hilda, is the one from time to time will say, I love you.
Mm.
Yeah.
And do you say I love you too?
Yeah.
Do you then say "I love you" too?
Yes, I do.
How do you say it? Say it like good.
It's really tough to. Not that we didn't get love from our siblings or mama. I can show you text come mama when I say "Mama, I love you." I can show you how she responds. You laugh. Not that she doesn't love me.
Yeah, and I mean, I know it. Do you find it easy to express love letters?
Very easy.
And do your siblings do the same? Your older generation?
I love you, Mudele, what family, and we're all very close knit. Even with my son, like, he'll be speaking to strangers, and when I go say bye, he says, "I love you, bye." And I'm like,
you don't love
everybody.
I tend to be suspicious when we're doing the deed and someone says, "I love you." Get right. Why are we showing
my
Why are you saying it now?
It's an opportune moment.
No. Why are you saying it now? You get it, fam.
I don't get it, my guy.
Beautiful music as always in the afternoon in the company of the great Skumba, who's recovered from Monday, who's recovered from a phone call, a family phone call. Yes, Ufunani. And of course, the great Khomotso. Tie your laces, ma'am. Bofadi kosutsa, no. Bofadi teki.
Yeah, wala yeh. Bofadi kosutsa.
It's actually embarrassing. What was Bofadi teki? This is not my size.
Absolutely.
Do you find it hard to say "I love you" to your loved ones, Khomotso? And why?
I actually do not find it hard, but let's hear them.
I think it boils down to two sectional of generations. The older generation is not used to being told "I love you." But with a new generation, take for instance my son. My son is 9 years old. He will say "I love you, daddy" almost every after 2 hours. And that's how clean he is.
Yeah.
And he has made it so easy to say "I love you." So I'm used to that. And I think I will try by all means to say "I love you" to my siblings.
Yo, you know what? It's a picky. It's so personal, to some of us. Me na engini, like, from umama, we never hear it. But I've learned uthing fundisa abantwana bamuthi bayazi ukuthi uthando yini, and they always tell me "mama ra urata ukile wabani." Only the person who used to say "kyalarata banabaka," it's my dad, and he's no more. So it's so touchy kuthi umama khona ngiyabavana so ngiyamcabanga ukuthi ngisukume ngihambe endlini ngimtshela ukuthi you know what mama ngiyakuthanda naye uzomangala ukuthi why mntanam athu yangithanda because we're not used to this
ngiyabavana
so I nami I at home we don't do the love thing but I've picked up my kids they really love it and they mean it now I'm like usisika kasikhumba hi once I know once baqala ba all lovey what thought I know they're up to something and they want something but anyway I do realize that we need to be affectionate every now and then but it's very tough but yeah
I mean I love you and I sing fully nini nguma relationship bamfuna lo I love you but kunzima kwa ukumkhipha nje kumuntu wami enginaye manje hayi ukuthi angimthandi but nje saying ndaba ngingathanda ingamushu atanda
you know this is the thing about uthando sometimes we never show it because We don't say it. We show it.
Yeah.
I will be available for you. I will do things for you. I will be in your space and show you my love and support. But me standing in front of you or calling you out of the blue and say, "Yo, yeah, I love you."
Who are you referring to?
I'm referring to my sisters and my brother. I my brother is not gonna. I hardly say to Papa, "I love you." Mutondon.
Yeah.
I'm blind. Who is Mara? You understand what you're saying, Mar?
Yeah, no, I get it. Hence, I was saying, you know, it starts with the parents in the house. When you hear your mother or your father, if you're lucky enough to have both parents saying, "I love you, I love you," and then kids also pick that up as well.
They love
and
it.
They start saying, "I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you."
Love it, Davy. Upili, upili. I love it, Davy. You drop really? Him off at school.
I love you.
I love you, mommy. I love you, daddy. I'm like, okay, Bill, I love you.
That's how I'm telling myself. I'm seeing
about affection and sharing affection. I'm somebody that grew up not sharing that with my parents, believe you me. And my mom struggles reciprocating such. And I've made peace with that because Leaneke from that generation of shouting or showing care in a different way. So, yeah, it's okay. But with my kids right now, I'm able to tell them I love them a lot. I definitely do that. And my second born, Yenesha Mbona, every day without fail, she'll remind you that she loves you. She's very affectionate and it's beautiful to watch. It's beautiful to see, actually.
So my lover just called me to say, I must listen to you guys because bakhuluma ngaye. The fact that he admits this is just a lot for me. But ngifuna nje ukuthi ngiyamthanda and ngizohlala ngimtshela ukuthi ngiyamthanda. Ngiyathanda Jola and I hope one day it just slips from your tongue.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.